a weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny early, then increasing clouds, isolated rain showers this afternoon, upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely, lower 40s. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers early, then clearing skies, temperatures at 63. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 30s. As we head into Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, 71, and Sunday night, partly cloudy skies. Right now, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Friday. A Wichita man accused of stabbing a woman who he didn't know has been convicted of attempted second-degree murder. A Sedgwick County jury yesterday convicted Wade Dunn. He stabbed the 28-year-old woman 30 times in September of 2019 as she unloaded items from her car. Dunn said he was high on K2 and methamphetamine when he saw the woman as he walked in her neighborhood. The jury initially convicted Dunn of first-degree attempted murder, but told the judge not everyone agreed. After being sent back into deliberations, the jury returned with the second-degree attempted murder conviction. Legal affidavits say Kansas GOP Senate Majority Leader Gene Sullentrop's blood alcohol content was twice the legal limit when he was arrested while driving the wrong way on a Kansas interstate in March. The affidavits released yesterday also say that Sullentrop taunted the Kansas Highway Patrol trooper who arrested him. He's now facing five charges, including DUI and a felony offense of trying to elude law enforcement. Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
Kansas conservatives appear likely to push a proposed ban on transgender athletes in girls and women's school sports through the Republican-controlled legislatures, but they don't appear to have enough support to overcome a possible veto by the governor. The House approved the bill late yesterday on a 76-43 vote. The Senate was expected to follow sometime today. Kelly typically does not say what she'll do with legislation before it reaches her desk, but she has dropped strong hints that she plans to veto such a ban. Supporters of the bill were 8 votes short in the House of the 2/3 majority needed to override a veto. An investigation into an illegal narcotics distribution ring in Norton led to 2 arrests and the seizure of 4.5 pounds of methamphetamine. Along with that, officers found 50 fentanyl tablets, marijuana, $700 in cash. The Norton PD conducted the investigation with assistance from the Norton County Sheriff's Office and Phillips County Sheriff's Office. 2 people in custody. Estimated street value of the drugs around $80,000 to $90,000. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Mid-America Network News. It's Friday. Nebraska News Now. Colleges and universities in the state encouraging students to get vaccinated for the coronavirus, but they say they won't require the shots before students return to campus in the fall. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln, the Nebraska State College System, and the state's largest private colleges all said this week that they have no plans to require students or staff to get vaccinated. UNL spokeswoman Leslie Reed said the university believes the shots are a good idea, but it won't mandate them. In a related story, a growing number of younger people in the state being hospitalized with the coronavirus as more contagious variants of the virus spread in the state. Nebraska health officials say the average age of hospital patients declined to 51 in March from 61 in January. Officials said the age is also shifting lower because a significant number of older people have already been vaccinated. I'm Rick Everett, and that's your Friday Nebraska News here on the Mid-America Network.
Hi, everyone. I'm Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. Pawnee is turning 65 this year, and we're starting the celebration with an all-new website. Visit Pawnee.org to see inspiring videos from our clients and so much more. With offices in 10 counties, we are here to help and serve everyone regardless of ability to pay. Check us out today at Pawnee.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A house fire in Blue Springs early Thursday morning resulted in the death of a child, with four other occupants of the house suffering burn injuries. Blue Springs, Wymore, and Beatrice firefighters responded shortly before 4 a.m. Thursday to the residence next to the ball field near Cherry and Grant Streets in Blue Springs. The home was fully engulfed and had extended to some materials outside and vehicles parked nearby. An unidentified child, believed to have been a 5-year-old girl, was found dead in a bedroom. An adult male was transported to Bryan West in Lincoln with life-threatening burn injuries. An adult female and two other children were taken to Beatrice Community Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries listed in stable condition. Cause was apparently accidental, and the state fire marshal was called in for investigation. Completing nearly 1,100 COVID follow-up vaccinations at a mass clinic in Marysville Thursday, the Marshall County Health Department has reached nearly half of the target population, as positive cases remain low with just a single active case currently and none reported in several recent weeks. Washington County reports similar numbers with a single active case and weeks with none reported. Vaccination efforts continue, with appointments being accepted for a broader population through county health departments, hospitals, and clinics. Another wind turbine was reported damaged, with initial scratching the paint, resulting in an estimated $2,000 damage to a tower in Marshall County at 2389 Limestone Road. The damage was believed to have occurred sometime March 17th or 18th. Nemahal County authorities had reported some $780,000 damage to another site when a housing and wiring were damaged by a gunshot sometime March 23rd or 24th. Anyone with information on either incident is asked to contact law enforcement. The city of Marysville has received a $600,000 grant from the Federal Aviation Administration for municipal airport improvements. The grant was among 28 statewide that totaled over $17 million in improvements. Injury accidents were reported in Marshall County March 31st. A Hutchinson man, Robert Monkel, was driving a tractor trailer and rear-ended a vehicle driven by Keith Vaca of Marysville, who was turning off K-99 at Frontier Road. Monkel was treated and released at CMH. Macy Behrens of Marysville struck a deer on U.S. 77 just south of the state line and was transported to CMH in Marysville. Tammy Haverkamp will serve as Seneca City Administrator upon the February resignation of Matt Rader. The City Council received 27 applications and interviewed 8 candidates before selecting Haverkamp, who had served in the capacity some 5 years through 2013 and had been training to take the post of City Clerk. As plans continue for alumni banquets for several area schools, the Marysville Alumni Committee has announced the annual Memorial Day events will be suspended again this year due to COVID concerns. Donations are still being accepted for the MHS Scholarship Fund and may be sent in care of Karen Schotte in Marysville. The committee is also seeking volunteers willing to assist with mailings and newsletters. For additional details, phone Karen Schotte at 562-1508. Kansas Department of Transportation has approved bids for construction and maintenance projects, including replacement of a K-99 bridge 8 miles north of the Pottawatomie County line over Cedar Creek at a cost of nearly $2 million. Milling and overlay projects in Marshall County were approved to U.S. 77 north of Marysville to the state line at a cost of $1.9 million, and K-233 from U.S. 77 to Oquito at a cost of $540,000. Representative Tracy Mann last week opened his Manhattan District office at 121 South 4th Street, Suite 205. The district staff can assist with issues relating to federal and state agencies, receive invitations for Representative Mann, and can take messages on legislative policy. The 61st Annual Quality Beef Day will be held Saturday, April 10th, and has been relocated to the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. No entry fees, but online pre-entries are highly encouraged. Contact the Extension Office for additional details. There will be a judging contest. Check in at 7 a.m., judging contest at 9. The show begins at 10, Saturday at the Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Brooke N. Cook, age 40, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Interment in the Zion Lutheran Cemetery near Harbine. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Brooke Cook. Jason J. Arnold, age 49, of Blue Springs, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jason Arnold. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and berry crisp. Monday, chicken strips, a biscuit, sweet potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, this low-pressure system is still spinning across the east-central parts of the Midwest into the northern parts of the United States. This is to the east of us. We'll see sunny skies early, but another system will bring us chances of rain showers this afternoon, becoming more likely for tonight and into tomorrow, with a little bit cooler temperatures behind the front. Otherwise, high-pressure system builds for Sunday into Monday, bringing sunny skies and a little bit warmer temperatures. So across the area, sunny skies early, isolated rain showers this afternoon, upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely, lower 40s with wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers early, then clearing skies, highs at 63. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly clear in the upper 30s. As we headed to Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, 71, and Sunday night, partly cloudy in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-April, 65, record high on this date, 91, the average low, 38, and the record low is 14. Sunset this evening, 7:57, sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m. Our two-day rainfall
total, ranging precipitation just about an inch of rain here at the studio,
as much as 2.5 inches
of that past 24
over the
hours.
Thursday time period into early Friday. Looking at sunshine returning here for your Friday morning with some fog still across the region, 36 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 9th of April. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
The quest for the green jacket underway and a controversial ending in New York City. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Justin Rose separated himself from the pack during the first round of the Masters at Augusta National, scoring 7 birdies and an eagle on 8. to propel him to a four-stroke lead with a 7-under 65. Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama are both tied for second at 3-under. Rose, seeking his first ever green jacket, said even he was surprised by his first-round performance.
I felt like the conditions today weren't the day to go and hit him and have your personal best out there, but I didn't feel like today was a day for a 65, if I'm honest.
Round two begins this morning. NBA, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard teamed up to cool off the surging Suns.
Left wing Rondo. Ball fake. Back to Leonard on the right wing. One to shoot. He'll put up the right wing three.
And got it!
The call on KLAC. George finished with 33 points while Leonard had 27. The Clippers made 18 free balls in a 113-103 win over Phoenix. Baseball, the Mets got a break in their home opener.
Pass to the belt. Now the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three call.
It hit him.
And they're saying it nicked him on the arm. The game is over.
On WCBS, with bases loaded and one out in the bottom of the ninth, a pitch from Marlins reliever Anthony Bass grazed Michael Conforto to force in the winning run and give the Mets a 3-2 win. The call was controversial. The replay showed Conforto leaned into the pitch, which would have made him out, but the call on the field was not reversed. Marlins skipper Don Mattingly.
You know, it's just frustrating, I think, more than anything, that the ball's a strike. And he went to call it a strike. And it seems like if it's in the strike zone and you get hit, it should be a strike. And you really can't say you got hit by a pitch. Or you got hit by a strike. And then you get hit by a pitch, you got hit by a strike.
After the game, home plate umpire Ron Culpa acknowledged he made the wrong call, saying he should have called Conforto out. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
RX Drugstore Marysville announces new store hours effective April 15th. Monday through Friday, 8:30 till 5:30. Saturdays, 8:30 till noon. If you can't make it in, call for arrangements. Free in-town delivery to Marysville and Frankfort from RX Drug Store with new store hours effective April 15th.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Both President Biden and the U.S. auto industry say the nation is headed to a giant move from liquid-fueled cars to electric vehicle. But the biofuel producers, farmers, and their congressional supporters don't necessarily agree. They say now is the right time to increase sales of ethanol and biodiesel, not set them aside. The Biden infrastructure proposal includes billions of dollars to pay for 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations, while General Motors has set a goal of moving its entire production to electric vehicles by 2035. But any move to electric cars will be gradual, so ethanol and biodiesel producers say biofuels will be needed for the foreseeable future. Biofuel supporters cite a recent study from Harvard and Tufts universities that found ethanol emits 46% less carbon than gasoline, which they say makes it imperative for the climate that the nation prioritize increasing its biofuel production. In the effort to cut carbon emissions, Jeff Cooper of the Renewable Fuels Association calls ethanol the low-hanging fruit when it comes to slowing global climate change. He supports an immediate change from gas blended with 10% ethanol up to a 15% blend. New data from the Plant-Based Food Association and Good Life Institute shows U.S. retail sales of plant-based foods continue double-digit increases in 2020, rising some 27%. That's brought the total U.S. plant-based market value to $7 billion. The plant-based food market grew almost twice as fast as the total U.S. retail food market, which increased 15% as COVID-19 closed restaurants and consumers stocked up at the grocery stores. Of total households in the U.S., 57% said they purchased plant-based foods, up from 53% in 2019. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Find your next herd sire at Herbster Angus Farms. Join them Monday, April 12th for the 10th annual Top Cut Herbster Angus Farms Bull and Female Sale at Marysville Livestock Auction. Herbster Angus Farms bulls have been vetted for performance, structural soundness, carcass quality, and their ability to improve your next generation, both in the pasture and on the rail. Visit HerbsterAngusFarms.com for more information. And join them Monday, April 12th. Sale begins at 1 at Marysville Livestock.
From Mid-America Ag Network, this is the Larry Stecklein Report.
Well, friends, it's the first USDA farmer-based acreage survey that we're interested in today. It's going to make a lot of difference on prices, quite honestly, if it becomes true. We're trying to base what we want to plant, how much we want to work our grounds up and do some certain things to make a crop happen this year. If this report's right, we might want to plant some more acres. Highlights are this. Corn, USDA says now, 91.1 million acres is what we're going to plant, up less than 1% from last year, and guess what it is from the trade guess? The trade was thinking we were going to have 93.2 million acres. That's 2 million.1 acres more. Big deal. That's why the market was up the limit the next day. Soybeans, 87.6 million acres, up 5% from last year, but trade was guessing it to be right at 90 million acres. And it turned out to be 87.6. That's why the market was up the limit. All wheat, 46.4 million acres, up 5% from last year. The trade was guessing about 45. The all cotton figures was 12 million acres, down less than 1% from last year, according to USDA. And the trade was guessing it to be somewhere 11.9, so it was just right on the money. How'd we do across the country? Well, friends, here in our part of the country, we are going to plant 5% less corn and 1% less soybeans. Oklahoma, 3% less corn, 2% less soybeans. We'll see if that turns out to be true. See you on the next Stecklein Report.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Farmers, if the commodity markets have you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn, and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
He may have been a British Prime Minister, but it is Winston Churchill Day here in the United States. The story behind that on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 9th, the 99th day of the year. Actor Dennis Quaid was born on this day, and in a twist of irony, on this day in 1959, NASA introduced the first seven astronauts to the media known as the Mercury Seven. Quaid would go on to play one of them in the 1983 film The Right Stuff. On April 9th, 1963, President John F. Kennedy signed a bill into law that recognized former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill as an honorary U.S. citizen. The day was hereafter known as National Winston Churchill Day. Churchill was credited as being the great unifier of the British people during World War II, not only a decorated war hero, but an accomplished author, and went on to win the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1953. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 36 degrees, fog around the edges this morning. The sunshine returns today on a forecast high into the middle 60s and a mild weekend ahead. Rainfall reports ranging anywhere from 1.5 inches here at studios in Marysville over the Wednesday-Thursday time period to as much as 2.5 inches, some of our listening area.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, it's Friday. Lance Lynn pitched a five-hitter for the first complete game and shutout in the major leagues this season, and the Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 6-0 on a rainy Thursday. Your mean Mercedes kept up his scoring start with a 485-foot homer. Yoan Moncada went deep, and the White Sox manager gave Tony De La Russa the win in his first game on the South Side in 35 years. Lynn struck out 11 and walked none in his second shutout in 238 career starts, his first since a five-hitter against the New York Yankees in May of 2014. Kansas City's Brad Keller got tagged 4 runs and 6 hits in 3 1/3 innings. Justin Rose opened with a 5-under-65 to grab a 4-stroke lead in the Masters. He played in the last 11 holes at 9-under and shot 30 on the backside, one off the tournament record shared by Mark Calvecchia and David Toms. I'm Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
This is Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and you're about to hear my brand new single off of my soon-to-be-released album, right here on KNDY.
Midnight shooting stars, half a bottle of tequila. I'm looking all around and she says no one's gonna see us. She nods in the direction of the crashing waves. I smile and say there ain't no way. And from the look in her eyes I realize I'm not gonna get to stay on the beach. I know better than to go too deep. She's gonna pull me.
Pull me in.
the shore. She's gonna pull me in, gonna leave me wanting more. She's gonna pull me in, carry me away from the shore. She's gonna pull me in, every moment leaves me wanting more. She's got a wild side, and just like high tide, soon she'll be gone. Pull me in.
It's a quarter.